From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Pope Francis returning home after historic trips to Cuba and the U.S. The Pope is on his way back to the Vatican after ending his busy 10-day trip. He left Philadelphia Sunday night after celebrating Mass in front of hundreds of thousands of followers. In his homily, Francis spoke about family life, saying faith is lived out in the details. Earlier Sunday, the Pope met with bishops, calling for continued vigilance against clergy sexual abuse of youth and the efforts by superiors to conceal grave misdeeds. He also visited with about 100 inmates at a prison. Tensions over the conflict in Syria are expected to be high on the agenda today when President Obama and Russian leader Vladimir Putin hold their first face-to-face talks in about a year's time at UN headquarters. In an interview recorded in Moscow and broadcast Sunday, President Putin told CBS Network 60 Minutes that Russia intends to support its longtime ally, embattled Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. But he said Russia will not participate in any Syrian ground action against Islamic State extremists in Syria at this time. France says it launched its first airstrikes against Islamic State militants in Syria, and targets it identified after 2 weeks of surveillance flights. French President François Hollande says that six jet fighters hit an IS training camp near the eastern Syrian city of Deir ez-Zor. Iraq says it will share military intelligence and security information with Syria, Iran, and Russia in order to fight Islamic State. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi's spokesman said the intelligence group will focus on monitoring the movements of the terrorists and degrading their capacity. This is VOA News.